News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome to your Friday. Lots going on. Glad to have you along on Mobile Mornings here at FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way, which is important tonight if you're thinking about going downtown for the first of the downtown Mobile parades of the Mardi Gras season. We'll have your forecast for that, also the rest of the weekend, and also we'll check headlines with Kelly in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic. How are we looking, Kane?
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect start to the morning with accident-free conditions. Traveling in from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway, the Causeway downtown, George Wallace, Bankhead tunnels are running smooth all the way to the 1065 split. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, from Pritchard to Saraland, no delays. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
If you operate an automotive service facility, your reputation is based on the quality of work and speed that your customers expect. Mobile Mechanical Service can partner with you to ensure your bays are ready to provide that quality service. Compressed air systems, lifts, hose reels, and fluid transfer systems. Your business depends on them. Mobile Mechanical Service can provide, maintain, and repair your facility equipment 24/7. Don't let that bay become idle. Call Mobile Mechanical Service at 653-6948 or visit mobilemechanical.com.
609 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Friday. What's going on today? Dr. Bill joins us here shortly for a forecast for today, the weekend, and look into looks like a rainy first part of next week. But the key is getting us over the hump for tonight as the Condies roll for the first of the downtown Mobile parades. Looks like a chance of rain, but you gotta really get out there and look for it. It's not going to be any kind of big soaker. 60 now. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up at 6:35. Plus Alec Naiman joins us. We'll find out what's cooking with him at around 7:50. Of course, we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. That's the text line and the phone line. Now we'll check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's a high-profile police shooting which gained national attention right here in Alabama, and now one person has been arrested. The suspect has been identified as 31-year-old Jeremy Elwin Owens. He was arrested on Thursday. He's been charged with capital murder and the shooting death of a Birmingham police officer last month. Police Sergeant Y. Carter was killed in the line of duty and another officer wounded. The two were shot while investigating car break-ins on January 13th. Owens was taken into custody as he was released from a rehabilitation center where he was being treated for injuries suffered in the confrontation with police. He's right now being held without bond. Airbus may have announced an end to the production of the A380 Super Jumbo, but there's great news for the city of Mobile as more jobs will still fly into the city, and it's because production continues for the A320 and they're hiring. When presenting the 2018 financial results, Airbus CEO Tom Enders announced that, quote, due to the lack of airline demand, we have to wind down production of the A380. Some orders are being withdrawn, and the last new A380 will be delivered in 2021. However, Airbus still has an order backlog of around 7,600 aircraft, and, quote, we intend to ramp up aircraft production even further. So right now, the Mobile final assembly line is producing about 4.5 jets per month. Eventually, that number could bump up to 6. And there are upcoming events when it comes to hiring specifically aimed at the military. Coming up February 19th at the Naval Air Station Pensacola, and then February 28th at Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi. Bring your military ID, as there are events right now aimed at helping you find another job when it comes to your future. Speaking of future, future events will also be posted on the Airbus Facebook page. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Do you feel the yard work never ends? Husqvarna's 450X Auto Mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. Husqvarna's Auto Mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Auto Mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Come see Husqvarna's Auto Mower at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 26th annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment, and you won't get better prices all year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 41 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win a Husqvarna blower to be given away on the 21st. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Highway 59 South in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Let the good times roll in Mobile. The city's first Mardi Gras parade rolls tonight. The Condi Cavaliers parade begins at 6:30. That parade rolls on Route A. Bay Minette police are looking for a wigged woman who used a fraudulent credit card at Walmart. The woman entered the store twice in less than an hour, the first time wearing a black wig. Then on the second trip, she sported a blonde do. Police released 3 surveillance images of the woman. You can see those pictures on WKRG.com. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is urging parents to talk to their children about strangers. Authorities have received 3 separate reports of adults approaching children, saying hello and offering them candy. Investigators say the incidents do not appear to be connected. Pensacola police are looking for a driver who hit a bicyclist last night. This happened around 7 o'clock near 9th Avenue and Texar Drive. The victim was taken to Sacred Heart Hospital with injuries that are not life-threatening. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
It's 6:15, FM Talk 106.5, 60 now at our studios, heading for high right around 70. Dr. Bill with more on that coming up in just about 15 minutes. Also, we'll get a weekend weather scale around 7:35 as the weekend ahead is the first of the downtown parade and season for Mardi Gras. Speaking of Mardi Gras, of course, the Moon Pie Minute throughout the day, and the next one coming up here in just about an hour's time. The story of Mardi Gras is told by our own Rennie Brabner. All right, on the way, watch what's happening in Washington, as it looks like we have choice C. You know, it seemed like for a lot of people, well, the president could either sign the deal to avert the partial government shutdown, or the president could not sign the deal and go for emergency declaration and let the government shut down. Or you can choose C, and that looks like what's happening in Washington. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll check Montgomery as this prison story is getting bigger and bigger as Governor Ivey possibly doing an end around the legislature when it comes to building new prisons in the state of Alabama. I'll explain more on that in just a little bit, and we'll check in with Kelly's headlines next.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. From the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start coming in from the Eastern Shore. And so far, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No accidents in the roadways. A good ride from Airport, Dolphin to Moffett and 65, Pritchard to Saraland and Tillman's Corner and Theodore. No delays or backups. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. With the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 80. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 619 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Online, FMTalk1065.com, where you can find podcasts of the Moon Pie Minute so you can catch up, like binge listen to those and get yourself ready for this weekend. Also, while you're there, check out the schedule. You're looking for parade routes, times, not just for downtown. I mean, for all through Mobile and Baldwin counties, the general Mardi Gras, we'll say the Northern Gulf Coast Mardi Gras celebration area, and get all those times and locations listed. Even the dog parades are listed on our website, fmtalk1065.com. All right, time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police need your help this morning as a shooting suspect is on the run after she gave authorities a phony name. And now two new warrants have been issued for her arrest. As detectives were investigating a recent shooting on Seabreeze Road East, they spoke with people at the scene, and 44-year-old Belfin Crawley gave them a different name. She was already on probation for robbery and now has those two new warrants, which include first-degree robbery and obstruction of justice. Both are felonies. Meantime, her own daughter sits in jail, accused of being involved in the shooting as well. Belfin Crawley is described as 5'3" tall and weighs 130 pounds. Police say she does have tattoos on her neck and arms. If you have information which could assist in this investigation, give Crime Stoppers a call, 251-208-7211. If you have a Ford vehicle, put the keys down and listen to this latest recall. Ford is recalling nearly 1.5 million vehicles over a defect that can cause involuntary downshifting. According to the car maker, the defect has led to at least 5 accidents, including one involving whiplash. The vehicles can downshift into first gear without any notice. The recall is for 1.48 million F-150 trucks, as well as Lincoln Continentals, Nautilus, and Navigators and Ford Mustangs. If you have questions, be sure to head to your nearest Ford dealership. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 8th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:22, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And yesterday, it was the choice C, right? As it was a averted partial government shutdown and the signing of moving forward here on a spending bill, what we should call budget bill, that the president is signing off on, but at the same time declaring an emergency situation on the wall. So it was, you know, it seemed like it was one or the other to a lot of folks. The president did what he does normally and gives you a third option. Here's Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more on that.
Here's why the bill is so important, says Democratic Representative Nita Lowey.
The bill before us would prevent another government shutdown by completing the remaining appropriation bills for fiscal year 2019.
Republican Kay Granger says while it provides funds for border security, including technology, it also does something else.
The bill also supports immigration and customs enforcement priorities by funding detention beds at a higher level than the amount enacted last year.
But it does not include the full $5.7 billion President Trump demanded for a border wall. He says he'll declare a national emergency to get the money anyway, so legal challenges are expected. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, so this is going to be probably a couple days here after this national emergency is declared before there's some sort of legal challenge that puts us into the courts, and then we wait around in the courts. But we have, I guess, in the meantime, $1.3 billion here for building the, what'd they say, 55 miles of wall. And then you'll have this move here for the additional money to come through an emergency action. Will it pass the question of the courts? I mean, this is, once again, just a side note. Instead of this being done in the legislature, because nothing would be done in the legislature, the president has to move. The executive branch is moving here with an emergency action, which then will be challenged by the judicial branch. So instead of the legislature doing something, it ends up using the other two branches of the federal government to make this happen. Kind of stands out to me. We'll talk about that more when we turn up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, story on the way, 50%. This is a stat now. Get ready for this year. They say 50% of the phone calls that you will get on your cell phone won't be really for you. Well, they'll be for you, but they'll be spam. 50% will be spam. It's a new stat. We'll break that out. And also, children of the 80s, how about this? Get ready. Let's see. We'll see if we have a listing that is close to us, but they just announced a tour here for, I guess, people in our 40s and 50s. The Missing Persons, Motels, John Parr, The Vapors, The Escape Club, and Flock of Seagulls all on tour together. I guess they can call this the Midlife Crisis Tour. They didn't, but I would have. They said, by the way, in this, each band will play just their hits. They won't play for very long, and they won't have any new songs. Because, you know, you go see some classic band, and they're like, and here's something from our new album, and then everybody goes to the restroom or whatever. They also said Bow Wow Wow and Wang Chung will appear at some of these shows, and it starts August 2nd. And then moves on through the fall. But this tour, Lost 80s Live, has been announced. So we'll put you a link of this up on the Twitter feed. And check it out right there. And as soon as I see if there's a date close to us, we'll get some kind of bus full of us 40 and 50-year-olds to go check out this tour. But yeah, no songs from the new album. Quick concerts and pack full of 40 and 50-year-olds. So there you go. 627 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
American warfighters go into battle. If all goes well, they'll come home. But not everyone makes it all the way home. It's estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD. For over 45 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, has crafted a way to help returning veterans create their way back. Help us heal vets. To learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
627 FM Talk 106.5, 60 now. Dr. Bill's on the way in. We'll get his forecast coming up in just a little bit. Plus, next hour, the much-coveted weekend weather scale. We'll see how it looks. Also, heads up here, folks over at Seaspire say, hey, y'all, tech movement, taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So Seaspire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science, so Seaspire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach in their classrooms. Right now, you can see more about what's happening with the Seaspire tech movement when you go to Seaspire.com/tech movement. All right, Dr. Bill's next. It's Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The drive between Mobile and Baldwin County will cost you in the near future. Tolls will be collected on the Bayway and the yet-to-be-built Mobile River Bridge beginning in 2025. The group overseeing the new bridge project is considering a $3 to $6 toll. A man charged with capital murder for allegedly killing a Foley man will face a judge today. A bond hearing is set for Nicholas Young. Authorities say Young stabbed and killed Jeffrey Higginbotham. His DNA was found at the crime scene.
He was a father. He's active. He always wanted to keep his kids happy.
The son of a man beaten to death in Pensacola says his father had no enemies. 41-year-old Willie Wilson was found severely beaten outside his home on Spring Lane Thursday morning. Authorities are looking for an SUV. You can find pictures of the vehicle on WKRG.com. And let the good times roll in Mobile. The city's first Mardi Gras parade rolls tonight. Condi Cavaliers roll down Route A beginning at 6:30. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
President Trump will end the threat of a government shutdown tomorrow. Tonight, this morning, when he steps into the White House Rose Garden at 10 Eastern Time this morning to sign the compromise budget bill passed and sent to him by Congress last night. And then he's expected to declare a national emergency so he can try to pull money away from the Defense Department to start building a border wall. Joe Johns reports the president's decision to sign the bill without wall money in it was helped along by Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell's switch on that emergency.
Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, had been opposed to this idea and talked about that publicly, but understanding that the White House was going to need his sign-off in order to get this thing through, McConnell changed his position.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says detailed and intensive talks between Chinese and U.S. trade negotiators in Beijing have led to progress, and another round of negotiation has been added for next week here in Washington. President Trump's deadline to start a new round of tariff hikes if there's no deal comes March 1st. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, through the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation Gulf Environmental Benefit Fund, is accepting project suggestions into the Alabama Coastal Restoration Project Suggestion Portal until February 15th. If you've already submitted a project, you do not need to resubmit it. To enter a new project suggestion or to review suggestions already submitted, visit alabamacoastalrestoration.org.
I'm Jennifer Kuchinka with Your Money Now. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the U.S. had productive talks with China over their trade dispute after negotiations in Beijing ended today with no sign that any concrete progress had been made. Top officials from the world's two biggest economies had held 2 days of talks, hoping to at least create sufficient goodwill to stave off an escalation of their tariff war. A federal utility board has voted to close a coal-fired power plant in Kentucky, rejecting pleas from President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and handing the coal industry a defeat in its backyard. The Tennessee Valley Authority voted to retire the remaining coal-fired unit by December 2020 at the Paradise Fossil Plant along the Green River in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. The board also voted to close the Bull Run Fossil Plant near Oak Ridge, Tennessee by the end of 2023. The decision continues the TVA's trend of retiring its aging coal-fired power plants in favor of cheaper and cleaner energy sources. That's Your Money Now.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so it feels a little stickier out there, maybe a sign of things to come.
Oh, yes, and we've got some rain in the forecast. Not today, but starting over the weekend and really picking up next week. Today, though, mostly cloudy, and it's going to be a nice mild day, up around 70 degrees. And I think the first parade's tonight, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, that's right. So you got the downtown Condi Cavaliers, yeah.
Yes, and it looks good for the parade. Temperatures will be well up in the 60s, so it'll be very, very comfortable. As for the low tonight, well, about 62 tomorrow morning, and we'll likely see some fog developing after midnight. As for the weekend, mostly cloudy skies for both days, but temperatures, it's really on the warm side because 72 on Saturday and up to 75, perhaps 76 degrees on Sunday. And there is just a slight chance of a shower both days, so I really wouldn't worry too much about the rain, but enjoy those temperatures. Next week, though, a cold front will be moving down into Alabama and Mississippi, and it'll get into the southern counties of Alabama on Monday, So we can look for mostly cloudy skies with a good chance for showers. Temperatures will be in the 60s, most likely anywhere from 65 to 68. Then Tuesday, that front moves back a little bit to the north, and we warm up into the 70s and a good chance for showers. And then the middle of next week, again, a good chance for showers with temperatures in the 70s.
All right, Dr. Bill, and it's, you know, while it's been fairly quiet here in our neck of the woods, other parts of the country have gotten some cold and then getting a lot of rain. Look at even out west and out through California and the west coast, getting a bunch of snow in some areas. I said, I think some areas of Sierra Nevadas are supposed to get like 7 feet of snow out of this thing. And then they said Pineapple Express. Other than a bad movie, what is a Pineapple Express?
Well, that's where we get a flow of air coming in from more of a tropical Pacific, and the storm systems then will track into California rather than coming into the Pacific Northwest. That take the low road in this case, which is into California. So that's where the problems are right now. One storm after another coming into the West Coast. Meanwhile, very cold air out of Canada affecting the northern states, on into New England. But it just will not get down here because the upper airflow in our area is from west to east, and that's turning everything and heading it to the East Coast.
I know this, these kind of questions bother you, but I've been bothering you with this stuff for over a decade. So when it comes to, like, our buddy Bill Finch talks about time to get, you know, your gardening started here along the Gulf Coast, with the exception of some anomaly, have we made the turn to little warmer temperatures, maybe not seeing a big freeze coming between now and spring?
Yeah, the general rule is around the 15th of February as we turn the corner. And it's looking real good right now. But, yeah, when we get into March, we may get a little blast of cold air come in and perhaps in the latter part, but it shouldn't last very long. But, temperatures are looking really good now, warming up and in the 70s all of next week.
All right, good news. And once again, you said for tonight, we're going to load the family up, head out to go see the Condies. We should be just fine.
Should be temperatures well into the 60s and should be rather comfortable.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back next hour for the weekend weather scale.
I'm working on it.
There you go, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively on FM Talk 106.5. And this is a piece of, like, information that just has arrived, okay? Now, and there's a chance, because I know in the past we've had some Condies that listen to the show, so if they want to chime in or send me some kind of cryptic email, or I won't divulge your mystic identity or what, anything like that, but you're supposed to... Now, what is this? So my friend Katarina Lukatich from News 5 has this thing out where she said she got a note here from the Condies that you're supposed to yell... You're supposed to yell Fabio tonight. And I forget which, I think it's like Float 7 or something like that, that is a key. If you yell Fabio as the float goes by, which is interesting, I wonder what the theme is. If you yell Fabio when the float goes by, they're going to load you up with extra throws. So, no, I don't understand the rest of the story. I just know this is a piece of information that's bouncing around out there on social media. I'm trying to get more information from Katarina, or listen, if you're one of the Condies and you know something here, you can help people know why they're yelling Fabio at one of your floats. I don't know, but if you can give me the intel, I will pass it on. All I know right now is at some point, I think it was float number 7, you're supposed to yell Fabio as they roll by. Listen, I'm just delivering the news. 640, we'll get traffic next. Talking again with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes. And I want to talk about this. You do the lawn at our house. What about here at our business?
Yeah, that's something we've been doing for years, and I just don't think we've expressed that enough, is that we take care of your home, but we also take care of a ton of businesses, a ton of property owners associations. And really, our philosophy at your residence is pretty much the same at your business. We're here to make it worry-free, and we're here to make it easy on you, but also make it beautiful.
Yeah, you make it work for us, whether it is when we come home in the evenings or we show up at work in the morning.
That's right. So we design a plan for your business. If you need some enhancements, you want it to look better, we can do that as well. We just try to make it look right for you to enhance the view of your business.
All right. If we're ready to step up the game at our office like we are at our home, how do we get in touch?
Well, just give us a call, 251-6000. 626-3309 or find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile. The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party. Parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by The Carrot Patch. When you find your perfect match, come see us at The Carrot Patch. Exceeding customer expectations since 1982. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute, daily on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident, I-10 westbound on the Bayway, around the 34.5-mile marker. Two cars involved. Be careful. It's off to the median. Overlooking North University, another accident without injuries. Officers are there. Again, traffic flow running smooth. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. Get a quote. Get a free quote at 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now, Kane, I wonder if we'll have reductions in traffic issues on the Bayway or Causeway. What's the Bayway for sure? If everything's tolled, will people just stay at home? More on that story. Let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A new federal program aimed at getting more firearms off our streets is making a big impact here in our city. On Thursday, the FBI confirmed that 58 arrests have been made in their V-GRIP program. V-GRIP stands for the Violence Gun Reduction and Interdiction Program. The program started last summer in our area. And those 58 arrests happened in Mobile County to include Mobile, Pritchard, and Chickasaw. An FBI official confirms that, quote, we've seized 29 illegal weapons. 27 of those are pistols. 2 of those are rifles. And out of those 29 illegal weapons, he goes on to say that a, quote, ghost gun or a weapon with no serial numbers was also seized. So they took that weapon, they say, out of the hands of a suspected drug trafficker stopped on a traffic stop. The program is a concerted effort with the FBI agents working with local police, who then help them target where an abundance of crime happens in an effort to reduce the gun violence and get those illegal guns and drugs off our streets. You know, here at FM Talk 106.5, we hope that you had a very happy Valentine's Day. If you did you know that Valentine's Day is also one of the priciest holidays here in the U.S., with Americans averaging about $267 to celebrate their sweetie pie. According to Bankrate's 2019 Valentine's Day survey, consumers said that they plan to spend $20.7 billion this year for Valentine's Day. That's according to the National Retail Federation. So men, did you know you spent significantly more for the day? Yeah, you spent $339 compared to women who spend on average $64. Men also said that they expected their significant other to spend more on them, at least $211 to be exact, while women, well, we expect our partners to spend around $154. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:45, FM Talk 106.5. And for whom the Bayway tolls, right? I'm just trying to figure out. There's a good headline in there somewhere. Tolls coming to the Wallace Tunnel and the Bayway. That's the story that has so many people talking. We've been, listen, officials have told us this is going to be a tolled enterprise either way, but now hearing more details and actual dollar signs on this, you got a lot of people's attention. Now, check a report from our news partners at WKRG, and who better to tell us? Mel Shower's telling us a little more and laying out the case here for tolls along our corridor between Baldwin County and Mobile County.
Live update. Tolls are coming to the Wallace Tunnel. The Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project is studying a $3 to $6 cost to get from one end of the Bayway to the other. News 5's Dana Winter joins us live along the route. And Dana, what can you tell us?
Well, Mel, you can see here the Wallace Tunnel behind us, and this is actually where the tolling will begin. Here to the end of the Bayway, you will have to pay to get through. The Mobile River Bridge and Bayway Project says besides the tunnel, the tolls will also be spaced out along the Bayway as well as the new bridge they'll be building. So if you exit at Midway, you will not pay the full tolls. You can see the cars are up to speed, moving like normal, and that's one thing that will not change as the tolls go in. The tolls will be electronic. Drivers can choose to either pay by plate or through an electronic transponder like a SunPass. They are working with nearby states to try to get that transponder to work as you go from Florida to Alabama as well. There is some good news, though, for all of you drivers out there. The tolls will not actually start being collected until 2025. Reporting live outside the Wallace Tunnel in Mobile tonight, Dana Winter, WKRG News 5.
All right, so good news is 2025, so you can, as our buddy Killer B says, you can save up to be able to go back and forth across the bay. $3 to $6? We'll talk about that coming up.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Let the good times roll in Mobile. The city's first Mardi Gras parade rolls tonight. The Condi Cavaliers parade begins at 6:30. That parade rolls on Route A. Bay Minette police are looking for a wigged woman who used a fraudulent credit card at Walmart. The woman entered the store twice in less than an hour, the first time wearing a black wig. Then on the second trip, she sported a blonde do. Police released three surveillance images of the woman. You can see those pictures on WKRG.com. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is urging parents to talk to their children about strangers. Authorities have received three separate reports of adults approaching children, saying hello and offering them candy. Investigators say the incidents do not appear to be connected. Pensacola police are looking for a driver who hit a bicyclist last night. This happened around 7 o'clock near 9th Avenue and Texar Drive. The victim was taken to Sacred Heart Hospital with injuries that are not life-threatening. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Do you feel the yard work never ends? Husqvarna's 450X Auto Mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. Husqvarna's Auto Mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Auto Mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Come see Husqvarna's Auto Mower at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 26th annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment, and you won't get better prices all year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 41 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win a Husqvarna blower to be given away on the 21st. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Highway 59 South in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
651 FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Hey, y'all. Glad you're here. I'm Sean. And coming up, we'll get an update from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Plus, Kelly has her headlines in just a second, and Kane with traffic. But to answer some of y'all from the telephone and the text line and the emails in the last few minutes here, I don't know. I was... knew that the toll was coming. You can go back through our podcast and shows past. I will give this to folks with government officials and folks with the bridge project. They started saying 2 years ago or even more that there would be a toll. They didn't even answer. I mean, I said, will there be a toll? They said, yes, there's going to be a toll. But to be frank, I guess I assumed, and you know what assuming can do, that it would be specific to the bridge. Right? I mean, the way I pictured this is you would build the bridge, and then you would toll the bridge, and then you could choose, hey, I want to take the tunnel and not pay the toll, or dang it, I want to avoid that traffic, so I'll pay this this fee to use the bridge. But the way the story you just heard, Dana Winter reporting from our news partners at WKRG, that it says here, while the final cost has not been decided, they say the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project is studying a $3 to $6 cost for the entire alignment. And that's not an alignment job on your vehicle. This means alignment, in other words, the routes crossing the Bayway. The entire alignment includes the Wallace Tunnel as well as the current Bayway and the new bridge the project is building. See, this is the part that the Wallace Tunnel part gets me, and it leaves me scratching my head, and I'm trying to get you some answers here. And they went through the detail that it could be pay-by-plate and how it all work and all that stuff. But that you have I-10 already operating. I mean, you already have a interstate system running through the city, right? It's failed as it is with the Wallace Tunnel. You already have it there. That's essentially, and I'm putting air quotes here, paid for, because it requires federal funding and state funding to keep things going there, but it's there. The new thing is the bridge, and if that's told, that at least makes some sense versus the current route. So we're going to try to get some ideas there, and of course, after 8 o'clock, be taking your calls on this at 343-0106. All right, let's check Dr. Bill's forecast and traffic, and Kelly's got her headlines next.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should, too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
All right, 655, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. On a Friday, that means a weekend weather scale coming up next hour. Plus, our buddy Alec Naaman will find out what's cooking with him. Right now, we'll catch headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Let's get you to our nation's capital as while you were sleeping, the U.S. House passed the funding bill 300-128 Thursday night. President Trump is expected to sign the measure and also declare a national emergency at the border. A press conference has been scheduled for later this morning in the Rose Garden at the White House. The compromise spending bill would also boost pay when it comes to our federal civilian workers. The measure passed 83-16 by the Senate on Thursday, and that includes a 1.9% across the board raise for federal workers. The pay raise would be retroactive to January 1st and is a half percentage point more than last year's increase. Uniformed military personnel had earlier received a 2.6% pay increase. Congress has until midnight Friday, which is of course tonight, to approve the measure and avoid another partial government shutdown. The current bill contains $1.375 billion in funding for a barrier at the U.S.-Mexico border, which is far less than the $5 billion requested by President Trump. Batter up. If you love softball and you want to join the team right now, you're being invited to be a host family. The American Softball Association says that they are the best women's professional softball league in the United States, and they're returning for season two, and they are proud to extend this unique opportunity to loving families in the Mobile County area. Now, it's limited availability. They don't want you to miss out on the summer fun, so you can apply right now at, and here's the website, asbasoftball.com/host. And here's what you need: a private bedroom, closet space, and Southern hospitality. Have all that, and then you can host a softball player. How cool is that? If you'd like more information, I'll tweet that out at Kelly K2K Finley. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. More updates coming up next hour. Plus, we'll give you the Moon Pie Minutes coming your way in just about 20 minutes. The story of Mardi Gras, as told by our own Rennie Brabner. Which, speaking of which, I'm still looking at the text line and wondering, from Condi folks, Condi-related folks, can you help me understand this cryptic message? I got this from my friend Katerina Lukatic with News 5. Said she got a message from the Condis that tonight, and I think it was Float 7 or something like that, we're supposed to yell Fabio. Now, y'all gonna have to give me a real good reason before I'm hollering Fabio on the streets of Mobile, okay? So, Condi's it. I'll keep your identity secret. Just send me a message on the text line. Let me know what's going on here. Fabio. It's gonna take a lot to get me to holler that.